Welcome to the RTI Activity Series.
Dear parents and caregivers, we are wishing that you are doing well and we are reaching out to you for our next BEITNA activity. Today's activity has the title My Feelings, My Expressions. In this activity, get ready to explore different feelings with your children by moving your body. Feelings are emotional states we all experience daily. Sometimes we know what we are feeling and why. Sometimes our feelings can be less clear or overlapping and hard to identify. It is important to help children to identify and express their feelings in their own ways. Expressing feelings helps prevent them from becoming overwhelming. One way to connect and express our feelings is through our body and movement. This is sometimes easier than expressing feelings through words. To implement this activity with children from 0 to 12 years old, please follow the following steps. Sit opposite to each other, or in a circle if more than 3 of you are participating. Tell your children that in today's activity you will be using your bodies to express your feelings. Invite them to share what the word feelings means to them. Each person will take turns to name one feeling. Then everyone else will express what this feeling means to them through their body, through either a still posture or through movement. Start with simple feelings such as happy or sad. For example, the feeling happy could be expressed by jumping up and down, or through a big smile and expanding your whole body as much as possible. Encourage your children to express whichever way they want. There is no right or wrong. Take turns, so everyone has at least one turn, expressing a feeling and seeing how it is expressed. For each feeling, observe the similarities and differences between each person's expressions. Now, see if you can encourage your children to name the feelings they often feel and give expression to these. Try to be open to any feeling they bring and not to change or correct their feelings. Feelings vary for all of us, and if they share a difficult feeling with you, then this is a sign they need to express this and feel safe to share it with you. When you finish the activity, which is whenever you have had enough, explain to your children that any time they have a strong feeling or a feeling they don't yet understand, they could try expressing it through movement, like you did in this activity. If your children are younger than 3 years old, assume the role of being the one naming the feelings every time. After you've named a feeling, give them time to respond. Once they have the movement or standing posture, mirror their movement or facial expression back to them while naming the feeling again. We hope that you find this activity useful, and we wish you a pleasant day. With love, the BEITNA team.